What we need is wisdom for 2009. And here to talk about the wisdom being imparted to business students in this era is Chris McKenna, who's a program director for the MBA program at Said Business School at Oxford University. He's right here in our studio. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
We've talked with some business students as the economy started to teeter and, you know, Bear Stearns evaporated and, you know, all the rest. Is it more important to have a business degree in this environment or a history degree in this environment?
Well, as somebody who teaches in business school, I teach business history in a business school. So, you know, I think it's both, basically. I think you need to understand what's going on at the moment. And I also think you need to have some sort of sense of the world as it's evolved over time.
Well, let's talk about how the world has evolved in the last 18 months. Is it fair to say that the days of getting a math degree and coming up with a sophisticated algorithm for trading derivatives or currency and making, you know, $10 million, is that over?
I'm not certain it's over, but I think it's going to be a lot harder for people to just walk out of a degree and do that the first year. I think that people are going to have to have some sort of sense of what it takes over the long term to kind of embed these profits in an organization.
Isn't it the responsibility of business schools to teach the sort of basic understanding that value in terms of a lender or a borrower comes from the actual face-to-face human-to-human relationship that you have? And the more you get into the numbers, the more it gets kind of squirrely and fuzzy, and you don't really have value until you know that that person isn't lying to you.
Yeah, I think value is generated in the long term by the relationships that people build and the innovations that people build into an organization, and that the sense that simply just counting things is not the way that people are going to build value. On the other hand, I mean, you need to know how to count, and business schools have to teach people about basics, about how to value things.
How many years does it take to learn how to count?
My memory is it takes a few years to learn how to count, but they count in ways that I don't necessarily count. But I think these are set of skills. For one thing, it's a language, and people need to learn a language so they don't feel scared.
Yeah. Language of finance.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And so what you need is you want people who have a real sense of an organization, but who also aren't afraid when somebody comes in the room and starts throwing around numbers and starts throwing around terminology, and they feel comfortable with that. So it's a combination of all those things.
How has recruiting changed? Who wants to go to business school now, who maybe didn't want to go 18 months ago and vice versa?
Well, I think a lot of people obviously were doing very, very well and wanted to stay at their jobs for as long as they were doing so well. They didn't feel like they could take off time. Now, with things slowing down, it may not even be that people are out of work. In fact, it isn't generally those kinds of people. It's the people who say, you know, this isn't going to be a very interesting place to be for the next few years. But the other side of this is that—
Wait a minute. Let me stop you there. It sounds like you're saying that people are leaving work, that the economic downtime are a chance to, okay, I'm going to school
exactly.
to ride this out.
Yeah, yeah. This is their chance to walk away. They're kind of bored at the moment, right? I mean, things have gotten quiet. They're not seeing a lot of opportunities over the next couple of years. They're thinking, you know, now would be a really good time to do what I've always wanted to do.
Right.
And a business school allows them to do that.
They're bored in that sort of terrified, I might lose my job kind of way. Yeah, okay, just to get it clear. So why do a business school degree? Why? I mean, why do that? Maybe the lesson of these economic times is forget the numbers, forget the fancy stuff. Just come up with a product or a service that people want and then hire somebody to do the counting.
Yeah, but that said, I mean, I know what you're saying, but I think there's still, as I say, there's some value in the terminology, in the language, and in the kind of things we talk about. But also remember that there's some breadth to what we do in the business school, that we are interested in politics, in psychology, in history. So you're getting a broad education in how markets work and how markets have evolved over time. The other thing is that what's interesting is the evolution of the kind of people who do business degrees. Now, it's not just people in business. This is what we're seeing is this is a general degree for people in both who are involved in government politics, but also people who are involved in the nonprofit sector and development work and things like that.
What's going on in Europe? I mean, Oxford is a very interesting sort of perch to look at the Western industrialized economies. You know, you've got across the Atlantic, the United States, and then you've got a very different sort of approach of the central banks in Europe. What's the European approach as far as business school is concerned?
So European business schools are interesting because they're shorter. The degree programs are shorter. They're 1 year in length generally. And also that they're much more embedded in the university. So the business school in Oxford, for example, is very much part of the university and not a separate organization. But the other thing that I think people are interested in Europe is a comparative perspective. So you get international students from all over the world. Only a third of our students are from Europe. Less than 5% of our students are from the UK. So it's a very international perspective you're getting and a kind of vision of what the world can be.
Is that to say that it's the U.S. got it wrong, we're not repeating reading those idiots' mistakes? Is that part of the curriculum?
Not
a little bit.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. But mostly, I think it's that you know, what can we learn from around the world, not just from one place.
Well, Chris McKenna, thanks so much. Good luck. You're in town recruiting for a couple of days here. Chris McKenna is a program director for the MBA program at the Said Business School at Oxford University. Thanks so much, Chris.